This is Manjula Talreja, Senior Director of Cisco's Customer Business Transformation Team. And with me is Brian Tonson, who is Director of Cisco's Customer Business Transformation Team. We both work in Cisco's Voice Technology Group, and I'm part of the leadership team. We are going to spend the next 15 minutes or so to talk about the business value of Cisco's unified communications. Over the last 3 years or so, we have worked with over 250 customers in engagements to define for them the business value of unified communications. As Cisco's unified communication is not just one tool, but more of a platform, we take an integrated approach of it. And a lot of our customers over 3 years have asked us, tell us the business value of unified communications. Based on the work that we've done with 250-some customers, Cisco has adopted a framework. The framework has three parts: cost, productivity, and business transformation. Brian and I, over the next few minutes, are going to talk about each one of those three. So let's talk about IT costs and total cost of ownership. Customers are looking at, CIO specifically, what are the hard cost savings as a result of moving to unified communications? And IT is very worried about that because they don't want to go to the board to ask for millions of dollars of investment, especially for large enterprises. So Brian, why don't you help me out here as you have worked with so many of the hundreds of customers in terms of how customers look at total cost of ownership? What has evolved over the last few years, and what are the kind of savings they are seeing?
Thank you, Manjula. So it's interesting that even as unified communication opens up new opportunities for productivity and helping to solve business issues, that IT total cost of ownership still remains a big driver of deploying unified communication solutions, and is still very important. What we're seeing is a new math is evolving, though, where in the past, it was primarily toll bypass and maintenance savings and change savings by converging infrastructures and moving to centralized management of voice systems versus having hundreds of PBXs in different site locations that was driving the total cost of ownership savings. With the newer capabilities of unified communications, though, we're seeing that a new math is evolving that is dramatically increasing the potential business impact of unified communications on cost in an enterprise. An example of that is a recent semiconductor firm that we worked with that, with the old math, looking at maintenance savings, et cetera, was seeing a $25 million benefit by moving to Cisco Unified Communications platform. However, when they looked at an enhanced business case that included benefits that were hard dollar savings, not just to IT, but to the broader organization of things like reducing mobile phone expenses or improving teleworker costs or reducing calling card costs, that total cost of ownership benefit actually tripled with these newer sources of savings. Now, as they look at a comprehensive unified communications platform and deploying it, that math and the benefits are tripling yet again to over $200 million in cost savings through including travel avoidance and contact center virtualization and some other areas of driving hard dollar cost savings. So we're seeing the cost of ownership is remaining very important and a driver. Specific examples I could mention are one Oracle that has deployed over 60,000 IP phones to over 75% of their site locations globally, and over a 30-month period while doing the deployment, they already have realized $35 million in cost savings. And IBM that has likewise seen their communications costs drop by 25 to 30% by moving to the new IP-based platform.
So, Brian, sounds like TCO is still extremely relevant, but it is one piece of the overall strategy that executives and members of various parts of an organization are looking at. Let's talk about productivity. This is an interesting piece. Customers think about productivity as soft savings. So as a result of using unified communications, I, as a customer of an enterprise, can probably reduce a significant amount of human latency. A lot of the people in the industry are calling this CEBP, Communication-Enabled Business Process. There's a huge amount of benefits that can be achieved by removing human latency, especially as enterprises as well as small businesses are growing global, are becoming virtual, and the customers are expecting a faster time to market and better experience in terms of the response they get from internal organizations. So let's talk a little bit about this, because this tends to be a little bit in the eye of the beholder from a customer point of view. Some customers find the measurement of productivity, of course, overall CEBP is extremely important, but the measurement of it for some companies are soft savings, and for some companies are hard savings. Brian, why don't you talk about what we are seeing with our customers in the area of productivity?
Yes, absolutely. So the one important point is that even though some companies may see this as soft savings, it can be such a large number in terms of increased capacity in the organization that it's still extremely important to take this into account. Just following on the Oracle example, although they were very successful in driving documented hard dollar cost savings, they went through a process of some simple time and motion estimates of savings to their broader workforce of deploying newer UC capabilities like unified messaging and conferencing and in the future mobility integrated with their corporate telephony systems as well as presence and click-to-talk. And they actually quantified a potential productivity benefit of annually $215 to $280 million per year. So 7 to 10 times larger than just the IT total cost of ownership benefits alone. Likewise, in addition to the horizontal benefits of deploying these applications, they're also increasingly integrating these new capabilities into some of their applications and some of their specific workflows along the lines of the communications-enabled business processes that you mentioned earlier. One example of this is for their code review and testing process in design to speed the time to resolve and bugs that they identify during testing. This has increased engineering productivity for them beyond and in addition to the horizontal applications. One final point I would mention on productivity is the soft benefits of time savings can convert to hard dollar benefits and margin increase for organizations over time. I'll give an example of that at a semiconductor company where the CIO has a specific goal of giving back one day a week in increased capacity to all of their employees. And one of the key things that he is pursuing to do that is productivity enabled by unified communications. They see that this will enable them to grow revenues in the future without having to grow their cost and therefore increase their bottom line profit margin.
Thank you, Brian. So now let's go to business transformation. We've talked about costs and big impact of how TCO is evolving. We've talked about measuring productivity and how certain companies are measuring productivity. Now let's talk about business transformation, because we at Cisco see an exponential impact on revenue, revenue streams, ability to upsell and cross-sell as a result of business transformation. We believe that this is the biggest benefit customers will have and are having for their company. This is not about just removing human latency in existing processes. This is about changing processes from a customer experience point of view for an enterprise or a small and medium business on how customers do business with that organization. That involves changing processes significantly. It involves infusing unified communications into applications and truly driving a complete change way in which the enterprises interact with their customers. This can be viewed in multiple ways, but the most prevalent way which Cisco views it as is verticalized. Overall business transformation is very specific by vertical. And I'll give Brian the opportunity to talk about one of the verticals.
So, Manjula, as you've seen from much of the work that we're doing in financial services, customer experience is extremely important in that area, in that industry. And it's one of the top industries where companies are looking to leverage these new unified communication capabilities to fundamentally transform how they interact with their customers. Let me give an example of retail banking. As you know, retail banking is a very competitive environment, especially in today's environment with lower interest rates and more commoditized products. And the nature of interaction with customers and the responsiveness is a key differentiator that will increase market share and increase revenues of these financial institutions. If you were to walk into a bank branch today to get a new mortgage or to open a mutual fund account, if you're not in one of the largest branches of the banks, it's very likely that the mortgage specialist or investment advisor will not be available to talk to you in that retail branch just because it's too cost prohibitive to staff these experts in all of the branch locations. So today you're likely to hear, come back, you know, on a Tuesday when the advisor is here, or come back in 2 weeks, or let us take your number and we'll try to call you. And many institutions are now looking to solve that business problem they're facing of revenue leakage in the retail branches by not having the right specialized expertise available at the time that customer wants to start a new transaction, by leveraging unified communications, and specifically by deploying virtual subject matter experts in retail branches. And just a few, as you would imagine, percentage point reduction in this revenue leakage from customers going to competitors because of the delay in responding to their needs can mean tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars per year in additional profit and revenue for these retail banking institutions. Likewise, we're seeing these banks transform the way they interact with their customers in the web environment and making their websites less static and more interactive, and bridging silos of communications to connect those websites to contact center employees or even into retail banking employees, so that when somebody is looking to start a mortgage application process on the web through making it more interactive, again, you're going to be reducing one of their key metrics, which is and issues today, which is very high customer abandonment. So what's unique about this is, as you mentioned, it's the biggest source of impact to the bottom line, and it's certainly not soft. By solving these business issues and improving the customer experience, this is translating into quantifiable revenues and profit for these institutions. So, Manjula, that's what we're seeing in the financial services vertical around business transformation.
Thank you, Brian. So from our perspective, it's not the financial institutions only. We're seeing a huge amount of impact in the healthcare industry in how patient care is changing. We are seeing how retail stores are changing their customer experience. And we're also seeing manufacturing companies all over the world transforming their business. We'll cover that more in the follow-up sessions. In conclusion, so what is Cisco doing beyond this work that we've talked to you about? We're scaling this model as a result of what we have learned through these 250 customers to the entire company. Our Cisco sales force is changing in reference to how they are doing solution selling. We are changing the conversation of our marketing organization. And this is not just a small organization called Customer Business Transformation, but the entire company is changing as a result. We look forward to follow-up sessions with you, where we will cover more details on the points I just covered. Thank you, everybody.